Welcome to the Timely Beaver for August 4th, 2005. Today we have updates on what's going on in Portland, Oregon, along with music by the Bomb Happies. Now, bump it!
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver. This is Ted here, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. Today we got a lot of great stuff for you. First off, let me start by, wow, hot day outside. Had to be, gosh, I'm gonna take a guess at about 100, but, you know, it was just warm in general, and I was determining to go out swimming today out in the lake, but... you know, conscience got the better of me. I figured I had stuff I needed to do. So anyways, let me just... How hot was it? Well, currently right now, my weather widget says that it's 80, but it says the high of the day was 98, which is nice. Tomorrow it says it'll be 90, but for some reason in the city, but I doubt it'll be that hot. It'll probably be like 92. Oh, well, whatever. It's not like our weather people here can get it right. They say rain, it's sunny. They say sunny and it rains. You know, it's one of those things about the Northwest and our weird weather system here, because we have like three different forces merging together. We have the winds coming off the gorge. If you don't know what the gorge is, it's was shaped by one of those... Shaped by one of those great glaciers that kind of sloped down between Idaho, Montana, and Canada, and kind of came through and helped form the Columbia River. So there's this gorge, and it basically runs right into St. Helens and Mount Hood. But it comes through, and you get this whipping wind out of there. Great place. Oh, great place to see if you've never seen Dave Matthews out in the gorge. It's just one of his favorite spots, apparently. But great place to see shows. And Rockfest, I believe, is this weekend, where the local heavy metal station puts on this big rock and roll fest. And I think it's a joint venture between a Portland heavy metal station and a Seattle heavy metal radio station. Everyone from Portland, Seattle, and surrounding areas go out to the gorge, and they just, like, mosh their heads off. But also, speaking of which, now that I see it on my dashboard widget, the PDX Pop Festival, PDX 2005 PDX Pop Now, starts in one day. And I'm guessing one day means tomorrow. So it's a three-day festival of all Portland musicians. They get together and they just play around. I think they play either in one club or a series of clubs all day long, all night long, and it's just kick-ass. So I can't wait for that. I'll have to go check that out here. Oh, yeah, but back to the weather thing. So we have the winds coming off the Columbia, Columbia River Gorge, or the Gorge, whatever. Anyways, and then you also have the winds that come off Alaska down the Pacific coast from Seattle and stuff. They kind of come down in and kind of come up the Columbia River. So those two forces meet there. And then the third force is south from Hawaii and California. And those come up from the south through the mountain passes. So right in Portland, you have where the mountains open up in the south, and it's a channel for the warm weather. You have the river and the channel that side coming in off from the Arctic Northwest, and then you have the gorge coming from the mainland. So these three forces meet right in Portland, and you can never tell what the day is going to be like, unless it's just obviously going to be sunny or, you know, damn well pouring rain. But for the most part, it's like when they say, oh, today is going to be a scorcher, and it ends up, 105 today, and it ends up being like 80. You're like, okay. Or it's going to snow, and you end up getting an ice storm, and you can't drive out of your driveway. There is no snow. Everything's just iced over. You know, those types of things. Anywho, but besides that, Aaron had a birthday, and I'll get into that here shortly. But let me first say, the studio, we're trying something new today. I have a new microphone, which I just got today, but it was... it's a condenser microphone, unlike my previous one, which I was using, which was a dynamic microphone. And it's interesting. I have to phantom power this microphone to get it to work. But damn, crisp, clear, vocals. I haven't tested it out yet with the acoustic guitars and such, but I'm sure it's just going to do an awesome job. And this is the type of microphone I was looking for. And I found it on a musician's friend. And, man, everyone who found this condenser microphone, they just gave it rave reviews. So I was like, you know what? It's cheap. Everyone's giving it rave reviews. Out of, like, 97 reviews, it had, like, it was, like, rated 4.5 to 5 on everything. Out of 5 stars, of course. But, yeah, awesome mic. I'm pleased with it so far. Anyways, let's get started today on the show. We also have the Bomb Happy. So they're coming to us, I guess, from Sweden. Found them on the PodSafe Music Network. I've just kind of got into this, looking at it. I'm not sure how I exactly feel about the PodSafe Music Network as of yet. It's great, but it kind of, you know, it serves its purpose. And I feel bad because this is going to be the first show where me or Mike or somebody did not actually go out and get the band's permission, you know, physically ourselves. That's what you usually do, or we play our own music, and it's just weird to actually, like, go on the internet and just be like, let's see what we find here. Ball might be so early. And, you know, it's weird. To me, it feels like it's cheapening podcasting in a sense of the music that you find. But again, you do find some good music on there, and I haven't spent more than about 10 minutes searching through it. But, you know, after spending 2 months finding all these bands and stuff, it's like, wow, I can just go on here and search, and hell, it fucking saves a lot of time, but whatever. Anywho, you know, disregard my comments. I'll get back later, at a later date, I'm sure, with more feedback about it. But for the most part, you know, it's a good system or a good tool to really showcase a lot of bands who I never would have heard of the Bomb Happies without this. And, well, they got us some pretty cool tunes, so we're going to start off here with Heidi by the Bomb Happies. Enjoy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sadly Beaver, it's Aaron. It's my birthday, August 3rd. Just got your number. I'm calling in to say you're going to be hearing a lot from me, all right? Later.
Sorry, I realized in the first part my vocals were a little distorted. I readjusted that issue. Again, new mic, new, I'm new with interfacing with it through all my equipment. Anywho, yeah, yesterday was Aaron's birthday, August 3rd. You can send him birthday gifts, send them to the Timely Bee via your email or whatever. But anywho, I think everyone should call in, especially Brian. I know Brian's listening. Trevor told me you're listening, Brian. So now you got to call in and wish Aaron a happy birthday. And that number is 206-222-BEAV or 2328. Everyone should call in and, like, wish Aaron a happy birthday, man, because it was an awesome time. Turning 25, that's a quarter century. We all know that's a big deal. Don't we? We're all kind of, like, been there or we're going to be there soon, so gotta give out props when they're due. Aaron, you know, it was a great time. We went to the Blue Moon out on Belmont in Portland, not downtown, it was northeast Portland, but man, good food, not expensive, and yeah, I mean, the restaurant could be just a little bit more, but it was really, for what it was perfect. Aaron was wearing, he got, for one of his presents, he got a cowboy hat, and I'm doing the whole, like, putting the cowboy hat on my head. I don't know why, but I'm like kind of gesturing while I'm doing this. I think that's one of my traits, is that I'm really try to be more animated. I think I do that a lot, but anywho. So Aaron had a cowboy hat and he had a cowboy bib for his spaghetti, and oh, he wore that all night long. It was a great time. Everyone was there. There was Trevor, Teresa, Mike, Dan, Sam, me, and Aaron. I just kind of went down the table seating. Awesome time. Aaron had a great 25er. Great time all around. I mean, you couldn't ask for better than that. And let's get to another bomb happy song. And this song's called Madness. Enjoy.
What up, Timely Beaver? This is Sam. I'm calling with the crew. It's Aaron's birthday. He already passed out and woke back up and is partying again, which is amazing. And it's fucking 10 o'clock, okay? This is where we're at right now. Everyone say what up to Willie and the Timely Beaver. We'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure. Bye-bye.
So shortly after dinner on Aaron's birthday, Aaron decided to go back to the... Oh, sorry, I got the hiccups. I'm sorry, that's the fourth beer kicking. Yeah. Anywho, I gotta stop saying that. So Aaron decided to go back to the car after dinner. He decided he had enough to drink. He had enough fun. I mean, the sun hadn't even set yet. It was 9:45, 10 o'clock. He goes back to the car and sleeps. So Aaron's sleeping in the car. We go back to Dan and Mike and Heather and Hillary's place. Not Hillary, Heather and Carrie's place. Have a few drinks, kind of hang out, just shoot the shit. Have a, you know, basically do what you should do on a really good birthday and talk amongst yourselves. You know, collaborate, talk amongst yourselves. And it was fun. Trevor and Teresa were nice enough to give me, Aaron, and Sam a ride back, and we really appreciate it. So hats off to you, Trevor, Teresa, for giving us a ride back. We all really appreciate it. And yeah, let's get into this. I can't think of much else that happened this week, so if you got any suggestions or comments for the Timely Beaver, give them to us at 206-222-BEAV or 2328. Also, if you want to email us, that's timelybeaver@gmail.com. The other place that you can reach, all this shit is right directly on timelybeaver.com, so go right there. What else am I looking at here? Yeah, if you're a band who'd like to be played on the Timely Beaver, feel free to contact us. If you got upcoming events, anything like that, contact us. I just gave you the information. You know where to find it. And I want to hear from you, Brian, because damn it, now that I know that you're listening, and I, you know, props. Thank you, Brian, for your wonderful email gift the other week. That was really awesome. If any of you want to know how to send me gifts of email, you can do that. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you, Brian. That was really nice. And again, if I can do anything to make that up to you, awesome. So from the Timely Beaver here on, let's... Oh, wait. What's that? Is that a phone?
Are you thirsty? Do you not have enough vitamins? What do you want?
I want veg juice.
That's right, veg juice. Plenty of vitamins, minerals, and other things.
No, other vaginal secretions.
They help your body.
Veg juice should only be drinking as recommended. Please remember to consult your gynecologist before drinking veg juice. And if you act now, you can get the free factory tour if you get the winning cap. So be sure to look under your new cap of Vag Juice.
Pop that top of Vag Juice, now in raspberry. Raspberry.
Yum, I love raspberries.
Dang Vag Juice!
Timely Beaver recap. Oh, Vag Juice. The juice of vages. How I love the juice of vages. It makes my tail wiggle, my waddle waddle, and man, it gets my teeth a puckering on that tucker knuckle. And this would then be Timely Beaver number 15, because technically it's not number 10, because people complain and write us about that. But welcome to Timely Beaver number 15, according to the populace vote. Like all those R-word people who screwed us in November. Anywho, na 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 na.